Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's March 17th. Hey, what do you know? It's St. Patrick's Day. Oh, some alcoholics call it St. Patty's. Yeah, that's what they call it. They don't even call it St. Patrick's Day anymore. They don't care. They only care for green beer. That's all they care about. Well, St. Patrick, eh? So what do you know? So what do we keep going here? First of all, we are going to talk about why they call it St. Patrick. You know, well, who is this Patrick guy just hoving around and, you know, doing some stuff? And let's get my co-host in online right away. Don, you're there. Hello there. Okay, so. And 1730, who's that?
G-Unit, man, what's up?
G-Unit, what's going on? Not much, man. Hey, you drunk?
Oh, no. Actually, I was so tempted I was tempted to go get me some green beer, but...
Right.
I think all the beers here in Milwaukee... I think all the bars in Milwaukee said they're sold out of green beer, so I was like...
Usually, wow. Yeah. Come on. Either or. Let's get Don on the line here. Don, you're on.
How are
yeah,
you?
Pretty good, pretty good. You drunk? No.
No, but
yeah?
I'd rather be drunk on the spirit than on alcohol.
Yeah, you Christians. All right, so we are going
safer.
To talk about. Say again.
I say I think it's safer with the Lord's help to be drunk on the spirit rather than alcohol.
That's true. So, what is your plan today, G Unit? What's your plan for the night? Hit the bar.
Probably after I'm done with the blog talk, I'm probably gonna get probably just one beer and call it the night because I gotta get up at 5:20 tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah, you got some show going tomorrow too, right?
Tomorrow morning, yes, right.
Tomorrow morning.
Connie of Fish in the Morning on Z104. They're live from Ireland tomorrow morning.
Wow. Interesting.
Ireland, that's pretty far, man. It's like across the ocean, the Atlantic, and all that.
I think
you know,
so
what do you think?
Hangover.
Yeah. A different time frame there, too. What time is it over there now? Is it not like, 9 a.m. over there or something? Something like
well,
that.
Here's the deal. When they get on the air at 5:30 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
they are, in Ireland, they're up at 11:30.
Mm. Wow, they have like 24-hour bars over there, though, right? Is that what I heard? Oh, it was just hearing things.
I think it's more different over there from what I was told by my grandmother.
Right, yeah. So you have Irish on you then, in you?
No, I have no Irish in me, but my my half-brother does.
Oh, I see what you mean. What about you, Don? Do you have Irish in you?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, you got to go to parade and, you know, kiss an Irish and all that stuff that has to do with St. Patrick's Day. G-Unit, what do you think? What's your preconceived notion on St. Patrick's Day growing up?
Or
St. Patrick himself?
Well, pretty much St. Patrick's Day growing up, my favorite color was green. So, you know, I didn't mind the you know, colorful thing. And not only that, but, you know, my mother would make me green eggs and ham.
Oh.
Green eggs and ham. And that like,
wow.
Wow.
But see, I didn't like my eggs sunny side up, so we would call it scrambled green eggs and ham.
Oh.
How do they make that green? They like...
They use
food coloring?
Yeah, they use food coloring because growing up, my favorite book was Green Eggs and Ham. And St. Patrick's Day came around. Why not make it green eggs and ham? I mean, come on, who doesn't like the book Green Eggs and Ham? Seriously.
for sure. I loved it. Loved it. My kids love it.
I'm 23 years old, and I still love that book, and I don't give a damn.
Right. So what about you, Don, as a guy growing up? Well, you know, did any parents teach you anything about St. Patrick?
No. But what I remember, not that I can remember,
mm-hmm.
so long ago, but I do remember those minty shakes that are green at McDonald's. Those were my favorite. That's I remember growing up.
The shakes?
Green mint shakes
mm-hmm.
over there at McDonald's. Every time March comes around, like the St. Patrick's Day month comes
mm-hmm.
around, they have those over there at McDonald's. That's what I remember when I was growing up and eating fish fillets, you know,
mm-hmm.
from McDonald's
right.
on Fridays during the month, you know, of Lent. So, that's what I remember around St. Patrick's Day and those, you know, making
all right.
those green clovers. And,
all right. Do you get your kids with you again?
Yes, one of
yeah.
them is the escape.
All right.
He escaped.
Okay.
I will be back.
Okay. Mute, no kids allowed. In a Great Inferno show, kids, you should be going to bed. It's 9 o'clock. Come on. You know, I should be drinking. Right, Gina?
Yeah, I hear you there.
So, Gina, let's go back with you. St. Patrick, I know that people like to associate colors with everything, you know. Christmas and the red and green and blue, something like that, green, whatever. St. Patrick's is just green. Yeah, according to history, actually, you know, St. Patrick's actually wore a red cape, and it's just green. It's because of, you know, he was Irish, you know, associated because of the green leaf clover. Is that true? I mean, does it really matter?
Well, you know, the holidays have their, you know, I guess you would say icons, you know, like the Valentine's
mm-hmm.
Day has a heart.
Right, the Cupid, yeah.
New Year's has, you know, the party hat and Christmas
right.
hat. Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, the four-leaf clover is the St. Patrick's Day icon, you know.
Exactly, they like to associate that with icons. So it's a kind of a, like, visualized thing, you know. It's like the, what do you call that, the with the bunny in the springtime, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, like...
Yeah, like that. They do a bunny rabbit.
Oh, well, I was going to sit there and say, like, when people sit there and say, you know, what's the one thing that comes to mind when you think of St. Patrick's Day? Everybody always
mm-hmm.
sits there and says the four-leaf clover.
Right, right, yeah. Well, actually, the three, it's a three-leaf clover that it's just holding, according to that history. And I think he was trying to tell people about and the Trinity, you know, Trinity, the Triad, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, Son and the Father. But the actual, you know, he was at a history that actually he's saying that he was taken as a prisoner by Irish raiders, you know, and he was born in Britain to wealthy parents, and you know, he's believed to have died on March 17th, that's 460 AD. You know, those are like, you know, as a kid, you know, growing up in St. Patrick, you know, going to parade, that's all fun and games. And I think parents should be able to teach their kids and how the history came about, and not showing an example as like, let's go to a bar and drink. You know what I mean? Do you agree with that?
I agree with it, you know, to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that with the four of these clover thing,
mm-hmm.
it is very rare to find those.
Yeah,
have you ever gone out to a field, you know, or anything like that, and try to find a four-leaf clover? It's hard.
Yeah,
I guess you know what it says, you know, the luck of the Irish.
Luck of the Irish. You find me gold. It's like the leprechaun. Now, the leprechauns there, why do they associate the leprechauns with St. Patrick's Day? I think because, you know, it's derogatory, actually, over in Ireland. You just say the leprechaun, you call them the leprechauns. And it's just, I don't know why they use them. You know, again, there's history that goes with that. And, you know, and it has nothing to do with St. Patrick. It just has something with being an Irish. So it's kind of...
I thought it had to do with that scary movie, Leprechaun.
You've seen it, right? At four. I think it was Leprechaun 4 I came out with it. It was, I remember watching it as, you know, growing up, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, I believe they have something to do with it. And just like the you know, Santa Claus and all the, you know, the green, the red coat and the deer and all that stuff. It's all like because of, you know, the movie or commercials, advertisements and stuff like that. So let's move on to, and you know, I want to leave that alone. I mean, happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone that's listening, you know, whether you're Irish or not. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Just make sure you know what St. Patrick's did.
I know what St. Patrick's Day is all about. It's about lucky charms.
Being lucky after the bar.
No, it's about the cereal, Lucky Charms.
Oh, yeah. Lucky Charms, that little leprechaun that scaring kids.
I'm teasing everybody. I'm teasing. It's about Guinness beer. That's what it's about.
That's what it is about. Oh, man. Okay, let's move on. I don't know if Don settled the kids. Are you there, Don? All right. Nope, not yet. Hold on a second here. Let me go to my switchboard. My switchboard is kind of sticking right now. Okay, you're done, Don?
I'm here.
Kids are put away. Gave them NyQuil. Tucked
no.
in.
No.
All right, good.
Not NyQuil, but
okay,
put
let's.
Okay. They're put in the playroom to play. Where they are.
That is good. Now let's move on to a different topic, shall we? You know, St. Patrick's Day. Again, I told everyone, it's a happy St. Patrick's Day. You know, don't drink and drive, though. Don't drink and drive. I know you crazy people over there trying to, I'm not drunk. You know, like stuff like, I live like 10 minutes away from here. You know, well, don't drink and drive. Think before you drive. Let's move on to a topic. It's going to be off. These, you know, it's not going to be a St. Patrick's Day or anything like that. We covered that, you know. It's all done with. Let's move on to good stuff, some weird stuff. Now, here we go. Hey, G-Unit, you went to college.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, this Michigan teen, actually, she wants to go to Notre Dame for college. I mean, apparently she carries a 3.97, 97, so almost 4 point, wow, average. And it's ranked 10th in her class in Reed's Puffer High School in Muskegon County, in Muskegon Township in Michigan. Now, she actually has a website called iwanttogotonotredame.com to help her raise money to pay for an educate, you know, to go in there. It's actually $4,000 to $6,000 annual cost, tuition, I believe. Fees, rooms and board, etc. So she hopes her website will generate enough in donations to help cover at least part of it. So she says she applied for at least 10 scholarships, and I don't know if she's going to, you know, get granted, or I don't know if she's probably got denied. I don't know. Why would she put up a website like that? So she was actually inspired part of by the President Barack Obama, how, you know, the Barack Obama and the team, how they use the internet as a fundraising tool. So she decided to, you know, try and use the power of the internet to help pay for college education. Let's go with you, G-Unit. Is she gonna raise the money? I mean, is she gonna help her?
No, because here's the thing. First of all, if she's that smart, she probably could have got a scholarship fund, you know, from the school or something like that. Because you know, there are smart people in the school, and they got, you know, $10,000-$20,000 of a scholarship to go make something good of their lives, you know.
Right.
But you know, as for the fundraising thing, I mean, come on, are you kidding me? If she's that desperate to get money, why don't she be like a normal person, you know, like me, you know, and that's really hard to sit there and say that, to be normal like me. But no, and I'll say this, like, you gotta pay your dues and go out and get a job. I mean, I went to school and got a job at the same time, and I was still partying.
Right.
Frodo, you know that for a fact, that I was partying.
Oh, yeah. You party, dude. You put a Y in a party. We all know that.
That's right. You saw me coming in on that weekend with hangovers and whatnot.
Right. I don't want to be here. Oh, man, why am I here? Those are the things I get.
I was gonna say Frodo got a contact buzz every single time he me.
Well, yeah, I'm like, whoo, man, I'm drunk. But anyway, let's go to you, Dawn. What do you think? You think she gets granted with one of those scholarship program with one of those schools. I mean, if she get like a couple $1,000s into this website thing, I mean, that's gonna help her out. I mean, either or, you know what I mean? I mean, do you think this is a legit? I mean, what do you think? What say you?
So how much does it cost to attend there? $4,000 or $4,000?
$4,000 to $6,000 annual cost of tuition. Okay. Fees and room and a board. So I don't think it's included with that. So that's gonna be more.
Hypothetically, if I didn't wasn't part owner in the unfranchised business that my husband
mm-hmm.
and I have, hypothetically,
mm-hmm.
I think that it would work, and I would support her. And if I had like a lot of money coming in, I would be like, sure, why not? I mean, my kid's
mm-hmm.
like not old enough to go to college yet, you know.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So saying that, like, going to school and class and all that, I don't know. She said she's going to be she's pursuing a degree in molecular engineering. and attend medical school to become a pediatric endocrinologist. That's what she said. Cool.
Well,
so,
I would say that, if it would be up to my husband because he's the only one that has to make decision. But if I was making $10,000 a month, I would probably like donate $1,000 to her, to help her. She wants to become a doctor, but possibly I would want to speak with her and tell her about the terrific program that our company has to offer called the NAC program, where they work and they teach you health and nutrition. So when she's a pediatric person, she can go to college for that, but she can incorporate this business, what my husband and I do. She can incorporate that, have her backup, funding, her plan B in stock, so she doesn't have to, rely on pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
And then she could help people naturally, And,
I
mean, I'm not totally against medicine, but most of the medicines have side effects out there, and so I definitely think that natural stuff, if possible, would be the best approach, first prayer and then natural stuff. So I think, if she's willing to look into it, maybe even give her more than $1,000. I mean, I think it's a good idea to do that.
Her
own
now,
website, and maybe strangers will help her out because they want to,
Jeannie, do you think this is going to set a bad example to, like, the kids out there that, like you did, went out there and did your part and went to school? You think she's going to set a bad example?
Don't get me started on me setting a bad example. No, and I'll say this, I think this is going to set a bad example on kids because it's going to pretty much sit there saying that, let's hand over stuff to the kids, so then they don't have to pay their dues. You know what I mean?
Right.
Being in the radio business, you have to pay your dues no matter what.
Right, exactly.
So, me hearing that now, it's like, I pay my dues in high school. I paid my dues in college. I'm still paying my dues in radio. And this girl's going to get handed over stuff. I'm like, that is so unfair.
Right, exactly.
Life, I have a comment about that.
Go ahead.
When it's my turn. I think that, well, from, our business experience, that she took the step of making the website. A lot of people want stuff for free, but how many people want to better their life? I mean, Lord probably gave her that ideal to say, hey, I need help. And maybe her parents not, financially able to help her, so they're like, well, whatever you go ahead and start that website. She took the time and the effort to do that, and she's maintaining it. And she, she's being humble and asking for help, because a lot of people be like, I wish I could do that, blah, 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 blah.
And then
they don't take the steps,
Right, and actually, I think,
like
she is, think of it. She's smarter than we think. Because, she's 17, and she's what do you call that? Yeah, she made her on the website and everything. Like, also mention, she also mentioned Barack Obama's, you know, using the internet as a fundraising tool. I mean, you never know. Maybe Barack Obama says, "Hey, look, you know, look, America, you know, kids are looking up to me. I'm going to give her whatever she wants." And that's $46. I mean, that's, you know what I mean? So she's smarter. I mean, why would she put that on a website? She, you know, maybe she blogs it. You know, the media kind of get a hold of it because there's Barack Obama, you know me. And now we're talking about it. And now it's going to create this viral marketing thing that, you know, people are going to be talking about that. And now sis, you know, who knows? She could be getting, like, you know, more than the she bargained for, you know, more than $46,000. Again, they know she is smarter than we think. So now
I have one additional
go ahead
comment. I forgot you said Barack Obama inspired her, but, like, I don't call, like, Barack Obama Lord, you know. I mean, like, he's not Lord Jesus Christ. So, I mean, if the Lord gave her the ideal, that's fine. But, like, with, you know, that's, you know, at least she's learning from people.
She's inspired. I don't think she was
Barack
given.
Obama,
yeah.
Or, you
right.
know what I mean? She was inspired, so that's a good thing that she was willing to be inspired, and she's thinking about her future. So that's what I want
right.
to
say. Right.
Okay,
well, ahead. No, you know, she's also an average. She's ranked a 10th in her class. I mean, G-Unit, do you think she's going to be hated for those, you know, especially the first one in class? She's like a 10th class, you know, people are talking about her. Oh, I hate her guts.
I think that there's going to be a lot of haters out there. I'd be one of them, you know, because...
right. You got to send her some hate mail, you dirty little beep-beep, you know.
Oh, trust me, I'll have the privilege to sit there and say it on the air Saturday nights into Sunday morning.
You do that, right. You do that. Okay, let's push that aside because, you know, I don't want to create any more haters toward her. But I kind of, you know, to be honest with you, I don't, like, condone her or anything like that. I don't, you know, like what she did. But I think she's doing that for, you know, to get attention and to get money at the same time. That's really... really smart. But anyway, we go from the attention getter chick to the, I don't know, what is this? A filmmaker, okay, get this. Filmmaker caused outrage by trying to recruit students to auction their virginity online and film their attempts. Remember we talked about that couple segments, radio show way ago, about the, what's her name, Natalie Dillon? You know, getting a $5 million for her for the, you know, she auctioned her virginity online, and getting like $5 million, and ended up like, I don't know, she ended up like not being a virgin or something like that. something happened to her. But anyway, it's a, you know, filmmaker actually has posted on things online and also around the campus, Monash University, I think this is in Australia, But they called the cops, you know, they called cops after receiving complaints, and they saw posters and offering $20,000 each to a male and female version to appear in a feature-length documentary, so they want to document that. Melbourne filmmaker Justin Sisley, yeah, a douchebag, is promising a successful virgin's 90% of any cast they make for their auction. So, wow. Yeah. They don't. I mean, some schools don't like it. They didn't take that away from here. You know, they said we don't need that. And they said a filmmaker says, "Oh, it's a one-time thing. It's not like they're continually going to be a prostitute." That's what he said, quoted. But he admitted the film would include controversial scenes such as the volunteers undergoing virginity tests. Let me go with you, J Unit. Is this ever going to stop about the virgin things?
No.
What do you think?
Absolutely not, because I got crap for it when I was in high school, and I did when I was in college.
It's like, right now they're making it sound like virgin is a new black, you know? I mean, it's just cool to be a virgin. Hey, I can get paid to be a virgin, you know? Like, hey, look at me, I'm a virgin. Even some people would lie about it, you know? I mean, like, yeah, I mean, you know, back in the day, you know, people would tease him, oh, yeah, he's a virgin, she's a virgin. Oh, my goodness, you're still a virgin? But now look who's laughing at their face. Look at it. Hey, I could get paid being a virgin. So, and I mean, it's so you're saying, gee, it's never going to get old. This is going to continue to be, like, to be Are they putting money with that? It's one of these days going to be like one of those rare things, you know? So is that what he's saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to continue on because, you know, they make triple X-rated movies about, you know, girl losing it for the first time, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
It's never going to give up, seriously.
Okay. Well, let me still deal with you, Don, real quick here. I mean, you know, I mean, that's a lot of money involved on that. I mean, if you're like an 18-year-old virgin, maybe a male or female, you know, you see some money like that, and, you know, and according to the filmmaker, you know, they received hundreds of calls and offers. Again, they're probably going to pick onto, like, between those 100 or, I don't know, 200, 300 maybe, you know, they probably cut it down to, like, whoever's good looking, you know, stuff like that to be in the show. The question is this going to, like, you know, tear them? I mean, I can't get to my question. The virginity thing, is this going to, let's say you're one of your kids, you know, suddenly say, hey, you know, I'm 18 now, I can do whatever I want, and I can get more money on this virginity thing. What do you say to that kid? Whether it be a male or female.
The Lord says that you should not, like, you know, be immoral, and that's immoral. That that they shouldn't do it because God wouldn't want them to. God would want them to
right.
wait until they're
this,
married.
Right. Is this a form of prostitution anyway?
Well, I think that, like, you know, I mean, I didn't know that what J Unit said about is J Unit or Z Unit?
G
Unit.
Sorry, G Unit.
J Unit. All right, go on.
I didn't know that about the Triple X movies, you know, and stuff
right.
like that. But, I mean, if they've been making them all along, I mean, there's nothing like, I mean, I don't see that there's, like, different, like, just because they call it documentary. I mean, it's still sin, and, you know, and that they shouldn't be doing it and selling, you know, their virginity because it's not worth it. It's, you know,
right.
even though there's not a price limit, when you get married, when you wait till you get married, it's, you know, precious in God's sight. So, and it will be precious in the spouse's sight, too, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, like, unless the people are married, and still they shouldn't be showing people those kind of videos.
And there's a lot of people, yeah, a lot of people, like, condemning it, and they want to put a stop into it. Do you think this can be stopped?
No.
Okay. That's what I think too. I don't think people can condemn that. Can they can say whatever they want, whatever the thing. I know, and it's to me, it's immoral. A lot of people is immoral, but I don't think that this can be stopped. There's money involved. There's media involved, and there's no value in virginity anymore, but the price tag. So I don't think that can be stopped. So to things out there, I mean, to all the virgins out there, don't fall into something. You know, something like this, and you're gonna regret. Like,
yep, definitely.
You know, in the future. So, that said, let's move on, shall we, to our virginity, to stupidity. Wow, that's Ryan. I'm getting pretty good at this. All right. So, man posts as a dead brother for 20 years. Now, the 67-year-old man has been fined $1,000 for impersonating his dead brother during a traffic stop. Get this. The guy named George Smith. He pleaded guilty to fraudulently impersonating someone else to avoid arrest and misleading police by falsely identifying himself. Stupid guy is pulled over on January 21st and gave a police officer his vehicle registration insurance papers with his real name, okay? But he claimed it was his brother's James that picked up his brother's car from a body shop as a favor. So when an officer did a driver's license check on him, George Smith, and saw the photo resembled the driver, he became suspicious. Like, So they looked into it and come to find out that, you know, the driver's license has died in 1988 and his driver's license has been suspended since 1984. So when he confronted Smith, said he's been using his brother's name for the last 20 years. 20 years has been impersonating that dead brother. G-Unit, what was this guy thinking? Is he insane?
I think that's total disrespect to his brother at all.
Yeah, he does not have any respect for him. Apparently not.
I mean, that's bad. That's horrible.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that, but that is just, that's wrong.
So let's say this happened, you know, God forbid on this, like it happens in your friends or something like that, what would you tell that guy? I mean, he's like, I'll be like, hey, dude, I don't know you anymore.
You know what I mean? I would disband him as my brother. That's how I would be.
Okay. All right, what about you, Don? What do you think? I mean, maybe the guy is, like, trying to avoid, you know, a lot of stuff, like, you know, credit card bills, you know, stuff like that, that maybe, you know, someone's trying to kill him. So what do you think?
Well, that's a good point, what you said. Maybe somebody's trying to kill him. Maybe.
Oh, you didn't say that.
I was just saying that. I mean, that's a thought, though. Like, I mean, like, maybe somebody was after him, and so he's pretending to be somebody else and saying, hey, I don't know where my brother is. I'm his brother, you know, I don't, you know, and if those people that were after him originally, they think that he's his brother, I mean,
well,
that would explain it. It doesn't make
I
it
think,
okay, but I mean,
right.
Unless he had, like, one of those, you know, like, protection, he just decided to do his own witness protection, you know, but I mean.
I see. If he can prove that, yeah, that would be
yeah.
a but until then, he's going to be fine. But I think my opinion on that, I think he's, you know, this guy needs to be checked. You know, checked. You know, he's got to be ill. He's got to be loose screws, you know, off the rocker, because there's no way, you know, a regular, just a normal guy, a normal person would do that. I mean, again, Jeannie was saying about the, you know, it's not, you know, respectful to the deaf brother. I guess not. I mean, it's been using for 20 years. I mean, that, you know, what else could have gotten from that? Maybe run his credit line or, you know, sign up for some stupid stuff.
I think unless he was in his own personal witness protection program, that would be sick, you know, like, that's not, I mean, like, you know, he does need to be helped, spiritually, definitely, and, you know, get some help, because, I mean, like, and also, is he a twin?
No.
You know?
Oh,
like,
brother.
Is he married to his brother's wife?
He doesn't say. Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see again. We'll follow the news on that.
Okay.
But, so what do you think, G-Unit? Doesn't say anything about it. He was just fined $100,000, I mean, not $100,000, but $1,000 for impersonating his dead brother. So, should he go to jail?
Yeah, because that's like, God, what do they call it? That's like, I wouldn't think.
Identity theft.
Yeah, it's identity theft. I mean, you know, people get arrested because, you know, they're stealing your credit cards, you know, and your account numbers and yada, yada, yada. I mean, that's worse. In my opinion, that's just worse than that.
Yeah. Right, it's worse than 20 years. I mean, I can guarantee you everything was in his brother's name, maybe the house, credit cards, you know.
Exactly.
Maybe the cars. Yeah, so that's a major identity theft. I think, you know, jury and the judges and all of them, they're going to look into that and put him in prison. I mean, that's identity theft. It'd be a felony, yeah. Unless he can prove that he's, you know, insane or insanity or he's crazy. He's a cuckoo. No. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Janet? You think he's crazy?
I think he needs to be in a straitjacket. I think his favorite color is going to be white from now on.
And padded room.
Maybe.
Yeah. Let him bums around a padded room for a little bit. Yeah. So we are going to move on again. So let's go with you, Gina, real quick. So let me tell you what is new with you, man. I haven't talked to you in a while. 2 weeks?
Pretty much. I've been working at the radio station. I just started a part-time job in Target as of right now.
Doing what?
I am in the back room
doing a cha-cha?
Well, just doing the stocking, you know, running machinery, yada, yada.
Right.
You know, doing what I kind of used to do in the hotel, you know. That's
right,
that's
exactly
what I'm doing now.
Exactly, that thing. So, any what's the news on any girls on the line now? Going out with anything?
Right now, actually, I'm not saying that I'm dating somebody, but I'm kind of seeing her.
All right. So there's a chance for them, the ladies out there. Listen up. G-Unit's available.
Yeah. I'm not officially I'm not officially dating somebody, but we are going out, you know, and hanging out and all that stuff. And
right.
I'm still single.
Ooh.
So
yeah.
But you know, we're kind of sitting there seeing how it goes. You know, so far it's going good. It's just that gotta see where it goes.
All right. Let's get a call over here from the computer. Go right ahead. Who is this?
It's Pinto, buddy. How's it going?
It's Pinto from the Pinto's Playhouse. It's in the house.
What's up?
Oh, pretty good. Are you drunk, man? Don't tell me you're drunk.
No, dude, I'm not drunk. All
right.
No.
I thought you had some kind of, you know, like green. You've been popping on a green beer left and right.
Oh no, dude, I'm good on that.
So you're not an alcoholic.
Yeah, no, not alcoholic. Those days are those days aren't behind me, but just not today.
All right, I just not today. There's some days that you're an alcoholic, and some days that you're not. Right, I believe you, Pinto. Okay, let's move on, shall we? Yeah, we've been talking about a lot of stuff over here. You're missing out, man. We talked about.
I know.
Yeah, I talked about the St. Patrick's Day and how people, like, you know, they don't even know who he is, you know, or who he was. You know, what he did for, you know, Christianity and all that. But let's move on, shall we? Yeah.
Bullshit. I'm telling you. Man,
I know.
These kids today.
Crazy people. Crazy.
I know.
Crazy Christians. All right.
No.
So I'm sorry, Don.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on. We are going to talk about the... Now, you all have a job, right?
No.
I mean, besides you, Don, I believe you're a housewife or some sort.
And I'm a business owner with the outside.
You're a business owner,
business.
Okay. And D-Unit, you work at the radio station and also the different things. And Pinto, what do you do?
Well, aside from doing a show on here, I work at a farm store.
You farm store?
I do.
All right. So what do you like? What do you do with the animals?
Nothing like that, Perm.
No. All right. All right. There's no livestock involved.
No. I'm actually a cashier, believe it or not.
Oh, a cashier.
Yeah.
All right. My mistake. And all right.
All
now, let's get this. Yeah, we all think that, yeah. So, I mean you've had, this is probably, so this is your first job, Pinto?
No, this would be about my fourth job.
Fourth job. What about you? Yeah, what about you, G-Unit? Is this your, I know that's, you know, we used to work together in the same place, but this is your fifth or sixth or something like that?
No,
sixth
actually,
job? No?
Where me and you first,
well, that's the first while.
That was my very first job. The radio is my second, and so this would be my third job that I have.
Third job, but anyway, okay. So, I mean, we all have the way, you know, how to resign. You're probably one of you guys just, like, walked off and just heck with this job and all that stuff. But, you know, and one of you guys probably just want to do that. Let's guess this. Let's read these news. A man resigns from a job by handing in notice on a big old piece of cake. I mean, not piece of cake, but it's a cake.
Wow.
You know, a man told his boss that he was leaving his job by writing a resignation letter on a cake. And that's not smart. Now, get this. His name is Neil Bray. Sugar pilled in his departure from Hunter's Point Naval Shipyard in San Francisco. So this is, you know, they're all weird people in San Francisco. We all know that. So by announcing intention on... icing. It's all like it's on the flicker, you know. It's like a cake. It's like the cake says, "Dear Mr. Bowers, during the past 3 years, my tenure at the Hunter's Point Naval Shipyard has been nothing short of pure excitement, joy, and whim. However, I have decided to spend more time with my family and attend a health issue that have recently arisen. I am proud to have been a part of such an outstanding team. I wish this organization the finest future in the board. Blah, blah, blah. Please accept this cake notification. I didn't leave station. Blah, blah, blah. March 27th, Shirley, Neil Bray. Isn't that cool? Man, the guy's like just giving a cake to his boss, leaving it. It's like, hey, I'm sugarcoating this heck with this place.
Nah.
Well, let's go with you. Yeah. Let's go with your pizza real quick. Would you consider doing the same thing?
As far no, honestly, if I was gonna
like
quit,
it,
I'd be.
Mm-hmm. But it'd be, in a, it'd be in a piece of what do you call that? Brown paper bag with that.
Yeah.
Light them on fire.
Smells a little funky, huh? No. No, I'd be straightforward about it. If I was going to quit, say, hey, you know, I enjoyed my time here. Or if I didn't enjoy it, say, hey, this place sucks. I'm out of here. Bye.
Right.
Just as simple as that. Just as simple as that.
Yeah, it's just weird because this guy is like, and if you look at the pictures, like if you go to Twitter or whatever, Twitter, Google, or Flickr, you know, the guy's like on the pink, hot pink, you know, T-shirt, and not T-shirt, but it's a shirt, and red, or not red, I'm colorblind. White tie and also a vest. And he's wearing some weird shoes. I'm like, what the heck? And he got this big green smile on him holding the cake. I'm like, gee.
Wow.
G-Unit. Yeah, G-Unit. What do you think? What do you take on this, man?
Oh, man, you know I would never give my bosses a cake. Know that.
Because I would not eat it.
Yeah, first of all, giving your boss a cake, you got to be kidding me. Second of all, you've known me for a long time for all that.
Right.
I would never BS on a cake, all
right? Right.
I would say pretty much say, this place sucks. By the way, this cake tastes like crap, so you are what you eat. Eat it up.
Oh.
Nice. That's the answer I've heard in a while.
Oh, wow. Man, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, wow. What about you, Don? Let's say, wait a minute. You don't have a job. Oh, let's say, hypothetically, let's say you're going to leave your kids. Would you put on the cake? Sorry,
well, at first I thought it was a good idea, you know, but then I'm like, if I wanted to
leave your house,
you know, tell them,
yeah,
hey, I'm leaving this job because my business is so prosperous that I don't need this job anymore. I don't think it's business-like. So I would just tell him that, hey, you know what, I have a business
letter,
and I don't need this job. So
right,
you know,
right. Yeah, this guy is trying to, you know, again, kind of trying to stir up something. I mean, it's a good viral, you know, marketing that people are going to talk about this for years. Hey, remember that guy, you know, wrote a kick thing, and what was his name again, you know? So he could start his own business on a, you know, cake just for people that are quitting.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's a
people
business.
Are resigning.
A
yeah,
business.
Exactly,
yeah.
That's a perfect
yep.
business there.
Yeah,
and then he can
cake business.
Yeah, so that doesn't even make sense. Anyway, so the thing is, so the pictures on the cake letter from dozens of messages and support from Mr. Barrett's followers on Flickr. If you go in there, I don't know if you have a Flickr account. And most notable was that there was a guy in there that announced that he intended to apply for Mr. Barrett by offering to bake a version of his resume or his cover letter. So, yeah, he wants the other guy's job, and then he's going to put it on the cake. So he wrote, "Dear Mr. Bowers, I understand a position has recently become available, and I would like you to consider me for the job." And he said, quote, "I am not entirely sure what it entails, but I'm very smart, a quick learner, and flexible, and I'm also able to recognize opportunities and present itself and take advantage of it." Even if it arrives, this guy's on a photo of the sheet cake. So this guy is trying to get that kind of guy's job by putting up a letter on the cake and sending it. Man, this boss is going to get so fat, I'm going to, you know, that he's probably died of a heart attack.
Exactly.
Oh, Fernando.
What?
What would you do if you're the boss and then one resigns with a cake and then another one? Would you like kind of like hit your forehead and be like, "What is up with these people and cakes?" Is that what you would say?
Uh-oh.
What would you say if people kept applying and resigning with cakes?
The whole world going crazy.
Yeah,
I would say ban that because it's just, you know, I would probably interview with them and just smudge his freaking face on a cake.
Yep. You don't even know the person, so you don't know if it's edible cake. Might be something in it.
Right, it might be something, you know, maybe I'll call my secretary and go, "Hey, taste this cake." I was like, "Why? Because if you die, I'm not going to eat it." let's go to the unit in a minute. Right. So, cut this cake in like 20 pieces and give it to your coworkers. Let's go with you, G-Unit, real quick. With this cake thing. I mean, it's pretty cool. You know, ideas on and how to present yourself. You know, if you trying to get a message out there. You know, let's say you're proposing. You know, maybe you're what do you think things can do with this concept of writing your notes on a cake? I mean, got any idea?
Well, you want to send a message to your boss. All you have to do is throw the cake in his face. There you go.
Nothing's more plainer than that.
Yeah. What do you think? Like, if you want to, I mean, would you use this as a, you know, like, let's say you want to propose to your, you know, girlfriend, whatever, you know, would you use this concept, this way of saying, hey, I love you, I want to marry you, and here's the cake? Would that be a good idea? Nah, it's kind
of
cheesy.
Knowing me as a prankster.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to sit there and say, Frodo, knowing me as a prankster, you know I would sit there and propose to a woman with a cake, and then once she said yes, then I would stuff her face in it.
Say, nah, gotcha. What about you? What about you, Pinto? Let's say you want to kick out a roommate. Would you... You want to kick him out, not paying rent, sleeping on the couch. Would you write that on the cake? It says, hey, Bob, you know, I know we've been together for like, you've been living here for like a couple of years now, but you don't have no job. So have this cake and get the heck out of here.
That would be cool. That would be about how I'd go about doing it. You know, Bob, you know, you've been like a brother to me. We've been roommates for a while now, but
Bob,
broke, you have no money. You broke, you have no money, so hit the brakes, pal. Have a nice parting gift. Have this cake. Now, bye. Leave. Go now.
No, if I have a roommate like that has been hanging around for years, not having just thinking up the plays and stuff like that, you know, I would just, like, probably just leave it a slice of cake. go.
Cake for you outside the door.
Right, there you go. Here's the cake. Open it, and it says, F you, go. What about you, Don? Any ideas on, you know, you're a business owner. Let's say you want to thank your customers. Cake? Big old piece of cake and says, thank you.
Nah, not really. I don't think it's professional, but
right, especially if you help, you know, if you're in a diet industry, you know, you want them to lose weight and you put them in the cake, and that's kind of.
Well, I'm not in a diet, but I'm in a weight management.
Weight management,
health and nutrition.
Right.
So, but I actually have been thinking about that while you guys been talking about, and I kind of do write cards. I used to write cards on cakes, like. I used to try to write a letter to, like, whoever's birthday it was, like, to my husband or to the kids, you know, and
right.
Take a picture so it's lasting,
right.
You know. So I'm not really into cards, but if I can write it on a cake or have the deli person write it on a cake, you know, that works for me. But we've been getting ice cream cakes lately, and the deli says there's no room to write. So I'm getting shorter and shorter letters now, so that's my point. That's my view. I kind of used to like to write birthday cards on cakes. Yep.
Okay. Let's move on with that cake, all right? Because I'm getting, like, really hungry for some reason.
By the way,
okay.
I'm thinking about
maybe getting cake, you know, if I want to get together with the lady tonight. I'll probably bake a cake.
With what lady?
With the lady, with the wife.
With the wife?
With the lady. You know, it's like, you know, if you want to get cozy with the wife, you know, what, you know, wife is like, what are you doing? I'm like, baking a cake. Go in a room. And then you want to, and just say, hey, you want to do it? No.
Yeah, I think your wife is like that.
Gonna...
You baking her a cake.
Can't be more forward than that.
No, that's it. No.
Here's cake. Want to do it?
Yeah. It'll be like this, a little in a miniature sheet pants, and just let's do it. That's it.
I'm going to be so sick right
yeah.
now.
Eat this, and, you know, eat this, and let's do it. Let's move on, shall we, from the cake to the condoms. Pope, actually, you guys give you, Yeah, there you go. Change tagline here from the cake to Pope's. Pope actually banning the condoms. Now, anyway, CNN, you know, Fox News, all over the news in here, you know, Pope's visiting Africa. And as actually, you know, Pope Benedict actually refused Wednesday to soften his the Vatican's ban on condom. And he arrives in Africa because the condoms actually, he's going to Africa. Africa is the, well, I don't know if number one or something like top five in AIDS and HIV, you know, infected country and then any other region of the world. So that's according to the United Nations and the World Health Organization. So I'm not, you know, putting down Africa or anything like that. I don't want any hate mails or anything like that. But there's been a fierce debate between those who advocate the use of condoms to help to stop the spread of the epidemic and those who oppose it. So Pope Benedict, by going in there, to Africa, actually reassuring that, you know, let's ban the condoms. I mean, I'm going to go with you, G-Unit, real quick. I mean, I know the condom is one of the tools to, you know, to not to spread AIDS or, you know, HIV, or at least minimize it. What do you think is Pope doing? I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is, what's your take on the Pope? I know that you're a big Pope fan.
I honestly think the Pope needs to mind his own damn business because,
you're going to get hate later, man. Hate mail. All right, go ahead.
I'm being serious. I mean, come on now. You go over to Africa, these people are dying from AIDS. You can't sit there tell them about the kind of thing, you know, not
mm-hmm.
You're supposed to stop AIDS, not prevent it, you know. I mean, come on, that's stupid.
Right, exactly. And there's like more than 22 million that is infected, and you know, you gotta do something. It's in Africa. I mean, you have to, like, you know, I mean, take that whatever tools that you got, you know, to prevent that. Tinto, I know that you're a big condom fan. But, you know,
obviously.
The Pope banning condoms, what say you?
His ban on them?
Yeah.
Dumb, and dumb some more. Come on, really? Banning them?
I don't know. He's got to have motives, man. I think, you know, maybe,
Wait, how old is this guy? Like 120? Probably not all there anyway.
So, yeah, there we go. Maybe he's jealous. Maybe he can't put it on. That's a joke.
There's
That's
the answer.
That's me.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, it's not folks, you know, I mean, Christians, Catholics. I'm just joking. Sorry to hurt your feeling. I apologize up front. So, yeah, what about you, Don? What do you think? What say you on this ban on condoms?
What's his motive?
Well, you might read up on that because I don't know. So he's always been made it clear that he's intends to uphold a traditional Catholic teaching or an artificial contraception. That's what they said. It's a clear moral prohibition. That's what they said.
I think he should be trying to spread the word of God, and I think
spread
that
the word.
He should be. Teaching them about the love of Christ and teaching them how to pray for healing. And, you know, I mean, if people pray, the Lord can heal them. You know, I mean, I'm not saying God heals everybody. God chooses.
Right.
You know, but at least, you know, if you pray. And he should be trying to do, like, something for the AIDS and teaching them, you know, the proper way, you know. And
right.
I'm not trying to say anything bad about the Pope because, you know, I don't want to disrespect God. Or.
All
know,
right, real quick, yeah.
You know, but... I mean, can he really ban? I mean, who's really in charge of that? I mean, isn't the government?
Who knows? It's a Catholic. So let's get a caller in here. 2324. Go ahead. What's your take on this?
This is the freaking Pope. I'm the freaking Pope. How are you doing tonight?
We got the Pope online. I'm sorry to. I didn't mean what I said on there, Pope Benedict.
Me neither.
I'm a bit offended here because you know the Pope is kind of.
Do you still get it on or what? What's that?
Hold on. I got all these women everywhere, and they wanted me. I got no condoms, though. I don't know what to do.
Well, you banned it.
I'm going to write them a cake. I says, I'm sorry I have no condoms.
You're going to write
them a cake. Can I fornicate with you? It is against my religion. But he was just placing me the ball instead. The freaking Pope, I gotta go. But you guys have a great night. The freaking Pope, oh, signing
okay.
off.
Okay, all right. All right, goodbye.
Peace
now.
Out. God bless you.
Borat.
He sounded like more like Borat to me. I don't know. I don't think that was the Pope, really. Because it sounds like...
Why did the Pope sound like he was Italian?
Where is he from? Isn't he from Italy?
Wait a minute. No, the Pope is actually known. Oh, the Rome, yeah. Vatican's in Italy, but the Pope is not Italian.
Where is he?
No.
What is he?
Let's rejoice over God by making some spaghetti. Don't forget to train the footballs.
So the funny thing is, he said he has girls all over the place, but he has no condom, so he's going to write them on a cake. That's
later, the Pope. I'm jealous.
Yeah, that's the Pope to you. That's one of two.
I wish I was the Pope.
did you hear? I apologize to the Pope. I don't want him, being, like a little static to me. I was like, yeah, Pope, man. Thanks for calling, by the way. More welcome to call anytime. So So the Pope just took my time here. I got 3 minutes. 3 minutes on the segment here. Let's beat the crap out of the Pope when you see him. No, I'm just kidding. No, we were not. Now, let's go with you, G-Unit. So, as we going into, I know you're saying that you're going to, what is this, the bar afterwards to get get some green beer and chase women?
That's right.
What are you going to do? What about you, Pinto? What are you up to?
A whole lot of nothing.
A whole lot of nothing. What happened?
The life's not bad, not quite eventful some days.
Yeah.
Taking it easy tonight.
I thought Champagne is like, that's a party town. Isn't that like the party town in Illinois somewhere?
Yeah, sure. I'll play that up.
So you got nothing to do, just going to hang out.
No, man.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hang out and kind of scale back a little bit. That's what I'm doing.
Hey, you could like maybe get the Pope, the Pope, invite the Pope and hang out,
exactly.
Man. Tonight you get,
it's
I heard he has
Pope.
Like, right, hanging out with the Pope, no condom on, yay. I heard, I heard he has like girls all over his condom.
I'm so jealous of the Pope right now.
God, I was not going to be the Pope. What about you, Don? What you up to tonight?
Lord willing, be eating supper probably an hour or less and watching some movies in Tagalog.
Kind of late.
Possibly. And, yeah, you know, my husband said he was going to cook and he decided to sleep. And so,
Lazy bum.
I did cook rice, so we have some rice. And, so we're waiting for that, spend some time with the kids. Stay up late, watch the movies.
Maybe you should invite the Pope for dinner.
If he wants to come, he's welcome.
He's so popular
now. Yeah, I don't know what to say about him. He's going to ban, I really don't know what to say about him banning condoms.
Just punch him, it's easy.
just punch him right in the Stockholm.
Yeah.
We're going for a landing here, G-Unit. What say you, real quick?
All right, all I wanted to sit there and say was if you log on to Z104FM.com, keyword G-Unit, you'll see a brand new trailer of Johnny Depp's brand new movie, which is coming out July 1st for all you ladies.
Yes.
Since you all get love, Johnny
I'm
Depp.
I'm watching it.
Which, by the way, this is based on a true story. It's from the 1940s. It's like a gangster movie, so it's really interesting.
Nice.
Z104FM.com, keyword G-Unit, to see this exclusive trailer. Only I have it.
Interesting. What about you, Pinto? You got about 5 seconds. One, two. No, just kidding. Go ahead.
It's all right. I don't know.
Pinto.
I froze up.
Black Talk Radio, Pinto's Playhouse. Check him out. What about you, Don? Go right ahead.
ShoppingSuperHighway.com. We do have a product that may be able to help with tuberculosis, HIV, and AIDS. It's called OPC3. And contact me or my husband for more information. Yes.
Would it help the Pope?
Definitely. I don't know. It could benefit everybody, whether you're a child or an adult.
You hear that,
Pope?
You got to check it out with
OPC3.
The women.
But you know,
right.
He has to be in the U.S. to order
He's
it.
He's a freaking
so.
Pope.
What?
All right, thanks a lot, guys. This is Great Inferno. I'm going to get some green eggs in ham, that is. Take you later.